Last time we left off with the new wine and the old wine, we discussed the basis of the old wine being formalism and religion, and the new wine being a relationship with God. It's so real. It's so open. It's so liberating. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. What I have discovered about religion is that it removes all your liberty. What I've discovered of religion is it brings you into this set of circumstances where you feel bound. People under religion become so bound, they can't even raise their hands when the instinctive nature in us is to raise your hands to accept something from God, to reach out to Him like He would reach out to us. If you had a tall father and he reached his arms out to you, he's not reaching forward, he's reaching down. And if you're a little child and you reach your arms up to him, you're going to be reaching up. That's instinctive in all children of God. When we come to services or meetings that are the real deal and not just religion, we have liberty. We have liberty to speak. In religion, you have to be silent. If you are allowed to speak, you've got to do it in a certain way. You can't change it for another word. You can't express your heart. You can't be free to be yourself. You're confined to these same things. All the stupidity that religion does, that's it. You came empty, you leave empty. There is no contact with a real God. It's based on forms. It's based on regulations. It's based on performance. I could go on and on with things that religion demands of their people. The old wine is based on fear. God bases His on relationship, a love relationship. God draws us, and all He wants from us is response. That's all. In the case of the prodigal son, the father came running out to meet him with open arms. He was hungry for a relationship again. He wanted to be with his son. He figured out real quickly that his son had learned a lesson all by himself without having him to say, "I told you, son. What happened out there, son? Can we not talk about this? That's nasty out there." No, the father didn't have to do that. The father had to give him a contrast, a house. Immediately when he left the old wine of the husks of these swine or whatever, he went from there, listen to this, straight into a party. Our relationship with God is a party. New wine is about joy. New wine is about liberty. New wine is about expression without a mean finger pointing at me of something I have to do next, or how many beads more I've got to count, or how much money more I've got to pay, or how much hell I'll have to live in for abandoning this religion. I hate religion because it's deceived so many millions of people around the world when the real deal is such a party. We can enjoy God. We can raise our hands. We can pray whatever comes to your mind. We can enjoy God. We can enjoy life. He came to give us life abundantly. We don't have to cruise through life as if enduring life. We don't have to exist. God came to give us life. So we can enjoy when we're out in nature. We can enjoy when we're out on a fishing trip. We can enjoy when we're out on the beach. We can enjoy our work. We can enjoy life. We can enjoy one another. We can enjoy fellowship. We can enjoy our parents. We don't have to be fighting with everything. That's existence. The new wine represents this life with God. It's not a religion. This new wine has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with dead works. It has nothing to do with performance. It has absolutely nothing to do based on us. He did it all. When He went to the cross and died, just before dying, He said, "It is finished." That means that the true new wine has nothing for anybody to add to it. It's done. He did all the work necessary to enjoy this new wine. He did all the work necessary to make you perfect in the eyes of the Father. He did all the work necessary to get you to heaven. He did all the work necessary to get you accepted in the Beloved. He did all the work necessary to make you a delight to the Father. He made everything possible. He did everything necessary to get you to be able to run to your Father, which is in heaven. Throw your arms up and be embraced by your Father and enjoy life abundantly. The difference between old wine and new wine is so great, so vast, that I don't think there's a little portion of it that can be compared with the other. Millions of people around the world are bound to their religion, are bound to all these demands and requirements put on you in order for you to find any kind of a favor with their God. Most of the times their gods are dead, but you got to take them flowers. They've got sealed mouths, but you've got to take them food. They don't have ears, but you got to go and pray at them. Your expectation is that they'll do something for you, and if they don't, it's because you've done something wrong. Well, how can somebody that's a piece of stone do something for me? It has no arms, it has no hands, and if it did, it can't reach them out. It can't even embrace me, but my Father can. You know, my Father, he can take my heart and make it so tender it just wants to cry and fall in his lap. You know, these gods, they can do nothing for me. They just put demand after demand after demand. Religion is not a reality. Old wine represents this form that denies the power of reality. God is real. Everything about him is real. He has ears that hear. He has a mouth that speaks. He has eyes that see. He has power to make things happen. All kinds of power. He can take dust and make something that takes doctors 7 years just to learn a little bit about. And they still don't know everything there is about it. It takes them centuries to learn everything they've learned about the brain. We know a lot more about the brain than we knew before. How come you don't have to plug into a socket at night to charge your brain up? You can't do that with your phones, the smartphones. You can't do that with your tablets or pads. In order for their little eensy teeny computer to work, you've got to plug them in. It's got to drive power from somewhere. God just figured out that he could make a computer that was a million times more powerful than your tablet to work on a little bit of sugar. Well, you know what? New wine has a lot of sugar in it. And your relationship with God will have a lot of sugar in it. You know, if God could take a piece of dust and make a brain like this to work on just sugar, that's amazing. God has power of all kinds. Why then do we fear he can't take care of us or he can't provide for us or he can't protect us? This is all folly. All it is the devil whispering in our ear all kinds of assaults against God, pointing a finger at God, making him look bad when he's not that way. He's never failed anybody. He's been faithful all through the ages. When he called people out to go to the desert, he went with them. He provided their food. He provided their water. He put a furnace in the wilderness at night for the cold, and he put a cloud and air conditioning during the day with the breeze. The minutest details in their life, he took care of. He knew he would be asking them to do this, that, and that, so he had the Egyptians give it all to him before they left. Jewels of gold, of silver, or whatever it is God would ask of them, they had so much left over that they could even make a false god with it out of gold. And still have enough to build a tabernacle. How's that? You say, oh, well, they probably just melted the calf. Yeah, they did. And here they were praying, worshiping an idol. What's with that? That's religion. That's old wine. That's what the Jews preferred rather than this new covenant, this new reality of God, this new walk with God, this relationship with God, with the Holy Spirit of God in our hearts, speaking to us, relating to us. Making the love of God real to us so that we can feel it. God brought the new wine into our heart. They said, no, the old wine is better. No, it's not. The old wine was based on performance. The old wine was based on religion. It was based on people going to the temple and bowing and getting up and going home the same way, except poor. No, 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 no. The walk with God not only is real, but it's liberating. It's free. I am free to run. I am free to dance. I am free to raise my hands. I am free to shout hallelujah. I am free to respond to the love of God. I drink new wine. I live with this new wine. I don't want anything to do with the old. Now remember that this new wine had to be put into the new nature part of us, into the new wineskin. God doesn't put this new wine in old wineskins. The old wineskins is our old nature. Your old nature would consume the new wine. It would just throw it out. It doesn't like anything about it. So then why do we try to meet with God based on our old nature? Why do we try to meet with God on our failed part of our human nature? Meet with God on His beautiful, created part of your nature. The one that hungers after God, the one that loves His righteousness, the one that loves holiness, the one that loves to be loved. I mean, who doesn't love to be free? That's why people have so much problem with slavery, because what they do is take away your freedom. You know, these people that do bad things in our world, the first thing we do is remove their freedom. We put them in prison. If you don't think freedom is a beautiful thing, hey, you know what? Get locked up then. You're going to find out how precious freedom is. And so, the new wine is all about freedom. Where the Holy Spirit is, there is freedom. Let me ask you, where is the Holy Spirit? You ask me how I know He lives? He lives within my heart. And so where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? There is liberty. There's freedom. God gives us that liberty. Liberty to respond to Him. Liberty to confess whatever I need to confess. It's my old Adamic nature doesn't want me saying things like that, but God wants me to confess. My nature, my new nature, my new created nature by God, my new wineskin that has the new wine, begins to drink something that's new, I'm free. What's the deal? My old man gets ashamed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is at liberty. I just felt in my spirit to respond to God in a certain way, and I did it. If that offends you, you old wineskin, well, you know what? You can't have a piece of the old wineskin and a piece of the new. You can't have a piece of the old garment and a piece of the new one. You're going to have to decide which one to go with. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I love that liberty. I see what religion does to people. You go into churches, you say, well, this thing's dead. That's what religion does. Old wine brings death. And the new wine represents that life of the Spirit that bubbles up within us. And He said, if you ever run dry, start drinking. I've said this before, but in one of the conferences that we were having, I got up and I told him, you know what? Most of us don't know how to drink because we look at it in the natural. When you drink in the natural, you put something up to your lips and you take it down. You don't come up with it. But to drink of the Spirit is just the opposite. Because it said, if you come and drink, He said at the last day of the feast, Jesus did, and He was referring to the Holy Spirit. He said, if you come and drink, out of your innermost being will flow. So how are we drinking? Not this way, but that way. And so the new wine that we get from the Spirit, the life of the Spirit has to bubble up from within us. You know, most of us try to find the life outside of us or in somebody else or in some other circumstance. The life is in you. He said, bring it up from within you. To drink the new wine isn't to guzzle it down. It's to bring it up. It's to bring that Spirit of liberty that's in you up out of you. And when you allow the Spirit the freedom to do what He wants to do, it might choke your old nature up to hear some of the things He's saying right through your mouth. Well, choke on it, but don't inhibit it. That's why it says don't stifle the Holy Spirit. Don't hold back the Holy Spirit. Let life flow from within you. If you ever feel like you're dead spiritually, it's because you left it inside too long. Let it out. Start speaking in tongues. Start praying. Start singing. Any song you want, doesn't matter. Start singing. Start letting it up or out. And before you know it, this new wine, you've gotten drunk on it. But you got drunk on it not by drinking it down, but by letting it out. It's in you. If you ever feel tired, strength is in you. There is strength in the name of the Lord. There is might and power in the Spirit of the Lord. We need to drink the new wine, this new wine of liberty. Liberty basically is allowing expression. Liberty is allowing what's in you to come out. And the Holy Spirit will come out. He wants to do that. And next thing you know, when you let Him out, it begins to affect the atmosphere. It begins to affect other people. Other people want to do what you're doing because they see you're releasing something into the atmosphere that sounds pretty good. And so now they begin to open up. I like everybody to open up. I can't do it for you. I can't release the Holy Spirit on you. You know, if you look tired, I can't impart strength into you. Strength is inside of you. And so, bottom line here, God has a new wine and he has the old wine, and you can't mix the two. We have to respond to God. God gave us a new wine. He changed everything from religion to a walking reality and relationship with our God. It's a real relationship. It's a beautiful relationship. It has nothing to do with religion. It's not based on performance. But yes, it's based on release. It's based on communication. It's based on communion. It's based on relating. It's based on something flowing. This new wine has to flow. This new wine is a wine of liberty and freedom. Praise God for that. I love the Lord for that. I like freedom. I like my arms when they feel like going up, just going up instead of looking around to see who else might be there because nobody else has theirs up and they don't like anybody that does because they want everything quiet and in order. In order for what? In order to what? In order that what? In other words, that order is a suppression. That order keeps everything under control. Perhaps it's more of a control than order. Because where the Spirit is, there's order. He is ordered. But he can be screaming through somebody, crying through another one, laughing through another one, bubbling up with strength and joy through somebody else. He can be preaching at the same time. Who knows? You wouldn't say that's very orderly, but it is orderly. But most of the order that religion has, that the old wine has, is stifled. It just stifles everything. It controls everything. It brings everything under control. In some religions, they even want to control prayer. They don't trust the Holy Spirit to just say whatever he's going to say through you. They've got to write it out first, edit it, of course, because even if the inspiration came from the Holy Spirit while they were writing it, they want to make sure they edit most of that out. And then they stand up there and they read their prayer. Something has to happen for life to flow here. I've got to feel the liberty. I've got to feel that God is there. In fact, the only feeling that I get is wanting to get out of there. That's the only feeling I get. It is just so dead, so formal. Everything is so pressed down and oppressed. Everything is so down to form. What happened to enjoying the moment of someone who died for me? What happened about letting a tear of profound joy and gratefulness flow from my heart, flow from my spirit, flow from my face toward a God that was that gracious to pay the ultimate price for me? I'm feeling the life of the Spirit infilling me, flooding me with hope, with faith, with life. Something became real to me. I just lived again. I just breathed the breath of fresh air again. The heart of God and had my heart, and they connected at that moment in a living relationship and making me open and grateful for the faithfulness of God and all that he has done for me, the gratefulness of having as a father, the gratefulness of having him forever in eternity, the gratefulness of being able to escape such great damnation in the future. And I talk with him and I walk with him and he walks with me and he talks with me and he lives with me along this narrow way. What a difference. Thank God for this new wine. Thank God that we don't have the same old wine they had before and just invent a new religion in our world where there's another set of circumstances, another set of regulations, another set of everything. Praise God, we have the liberty to worship God. Allow the living Spirit within us to flow from within us. So I encourage you, continue in the liberty with which you were made free. Continue in the expression that God has given you. Continue drinking in this new wine. Continue doing away with the old. Don't get wrapped up with the old nature, which is the exterior part of us. Don't get wrapped up with that. Keep plugged in to heaven. Keep plugged in to Christ. Keep plugged in to God. Keep plugged into life. Keep plugged into that world where you're just free to express yourself. I am free to run. I am free to dance. I am free to serve the Lord. I am free to worship the Lord. I am free. Praise God for the new wine. I wouldn't have it any other way. Father, we thank you today for the freedom that there is. I thank you for the difference there is in religion. There's no way I want religion. Thank you, Father, for meeting with us today. Thank you for the new wine, the expression of life and hope that we can have today. Amen.